They had to go to Lusaw Creek to get the fish there. They were just very fishy, not very nice. But the big fish from the coast on Fridays from Vancouver. But they were only about 40 and 50 a pound for I've had it for a while. A fellow of mine got some fellow had a fish down there in Vancouver in a big box. Then we had all comers ahead of time. We were going to take Peter Halibut and Peter Cavendish. But you keep getting from 50 cents to 60 cents a pound, you know. And Halibut would even less than that sometimes. Sometimes you get a few sort of, but always carry a box about this size with the whole thing. Another fellow there, he said, peddle that stuff around. We didn't make a lot of money, but we sold it all, didn't we? It was bad if he tasted it out. That's pretty hard, yes.
You remember these things?
Yeah, right. I just remember it. You were one of them. I mind, though.
Well, tell me, sir, did you rejoin the battalion after you took this course? After Passchendaele? Did you rejoin the 46?
I don't know, I was in. Oh, yes. Well, I went to the school.
Was it the same
A month of school, 3 days.
Mm-hmm. And this was in
they
England,
came
was
back, they were marching back. Uh-huh. And I could join over in downtown. Funny thing, the post office man, Motherwell, and had been taking a kind of a something in an hour, but I didn't know about it. Billy Motherwell, I knew him, he was the deputy for Musa. His uncle or his father was quite a member of the. So they were there, and he came across, and they had a car. So I was going up to the terrace, so he came with me. Anyway. So they were going to go south, going to. Anyway, it was. They'd come away from, it's Sonnyball. I forget, the big town where we were going next. Oh, the big canal that runs right down, there's 7 steps to it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know.
Yes, I do, but I've forgotten.
Yeah, right. Mm. Probably of mine. But that's where our next
operation
was going to take place. There's a big forest there, and the steps of the canal came down like that, and then the canal fell on again, you see.
Well, what time of the year was this? This was 1918, wasn't it?
1918.
Early part or the summer?
Early part, the summer part. Yeah.
The summer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because this school is in June.
Mm-hmm.
And was, I was suddenly called away from. I forget. There was even another. They then go up to the Belgium. And then they went up. It was all money. They had a hell of a job.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a few casualties. But it's really to take the effects of this fire and down to. We used to follow up so they get away.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you had to fight sometimes and lose. That some other section of the line, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And then the whole line was moving then instead of small sections of 4 or 5 miles. It was section over 20, 25 miles, so that someone loses there the enemy thinks the big bunch of the enemy is too scary. You weak some down there, so that one can get in, if you get the right mess. they try shuffling around as good as ever to be that part of the country for about 4 years, you know, and they had their own line put down where they could play the troops up and down fast in the night time and get a phase where they think you are going to come through, because they want the biggest part there. But it's quite complicated. Of course, when you're just in a unit, you don't know. All you do, you know, what W is supposed to do. you see it out, you see it around, and what the hell's going on? Because they seem to be a lot of fighting there. What's going on here? And it's all being conjured from the back, from the divisions there, back to about 5 miles of the division headquarters. The army gets back another 5 miles. Well,
okay, you were demobilized in 1919?
Yes, that's it. We were the last division home, you know.
In the 4th Division?
Yeah, because the strike on the ships.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lack of ships, so you had to take the 1st Division, gave them first, then the 2nd, then the 3rd. We were 6 months after, about May.
And you were in France the whole time, or were you in London? Or
no, in Belgium.
Belgium.
Just outside the big city.
Mm-hmm.
But they... all the important people of Belgium to the party. It's quite a party. Then in return, we were invited up by some individuals just to visit around. We were encamped about 30 or 25 miles from Brussels, but it's a great big city. The trains, we got the train running there then, you see, 6 months after. So it took a while to get the lines built, because the Germans, they didn't bully about the line. They blew up the middle of the rail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was really a mess. You couldn't look it up there. And the other things were all there. They had to do all that stuff. All from miles back. I went upon the first train to Germany, to the Rhine. So it was about a month after the war actually finished.
Mm-hmm.
So they began to give us 24 hours leave to go up there, see what was going on. But there always not so much on it, all you. That's a fantastic thing. He died when he came back. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's end it right there then, sir.
Huh?
Let's end it right there.